Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the original EG3 podcast, folks. Eddie Greer, the third, back in Kansas City, Missouri, for another episode of this podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with me as I'm recording this on Tuesday night, October 29th, 2024, the original EG3 podcast, all about what's going on in running. Of course, sports, or whatever important comes across this desk here in KC, Missouri, here, folks, on what has been a super windy day, and it actually started late yesterday as well. But if it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for taking time out of your week to check out this podcast. If you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you do go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button as we march on through the rest of the 2024, Lord willing, year, as we already approach November, and a World Major is going to be coming up this week as well. Yours truly has entered into another level. I'll get straight on into it here in just a moment. So definitely, you're new to the podcast, like, subscribe, and also big thanks to those who have been following this journey since the beginning of the year. It's been something, I tell you that. But definitely appreciate the listeners who've been with me since the beginning of the year, this revamption of this podcast, going back to its original style when it all started back at Kansas State University years ago, it seems like now. So thank you so much again for taking time out of your week to listen to this podcast. All right, going straight on into it, folks. Yours truly has entered into a whole nother universe, meaning age-wise, which means can't say how old I am anymore, but I will give you a clue, which should be easy. EG3 has entered into the master's level status. So there you go. So you remember when I talked about the Metro Mile, and it was not this episode, it was this episode or this past year's Metro Mile, Kansas City Metro Mile. Last year, when I first did the Kansas City Metro Mile, I'm like, I'm not master's yet. I mean, late 30s. I'm like, what are we doing here? So I don't know. I don't know why they do that. But hey, for those who don't know, Kansas City Metro Mile has been going on, well, since not the year that I started attending that event, but the year before, when I didn't even know about it until my brother told me about the KC Metro Mile. I was like, hey, you need to hop in on this because I think you'll like it. And ever since then, I've participated in that event twice. And of course, if you followed along this journey all year long, go back. If you have not, I'll advise you to go back and listen to that episode that we PR'd in the mile. So this year. So go back. You're interested in know how well I did. Go back. Download the episode. Check it out. Feel free. All episodes, wherever you listen to your podcast, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether that's sports, literature, art, you know what the deal is there. Yeah, so KC Metro Mile, I'm thinking, like, why I'm in the master's group? I'm not there yet. I'm not there quite yet. But now, officially, as of Monday, the 28th, yours truly, officially now, has entered into the master's world. So, what that means, at least for some races, now, for some races, probably, maybe the local area, like the Kansas City Company races or Bodies races, which I rarely hop into, or other itty-bitty races, that probably doesn't matter much there, because you're running against the same guys, right? So, to me, it doesn't change a whole lot. So, but maybe for the more bigger races, potentially, if they do, I mean, hey, it is what it is. I mean, I usually hang around in somewhere up in the front anyway. So, I mean, it worked for some races, and some I don't, but it's just like the trolley this year, the trolley 4 mile, where I was not expecting to win the age group. and then that was complete shocker. Shocker when I saw the results there and came up. And look, again, trolley 4 mile, which we're going to be back doing that. That's the plan. Next year, I need to be planning out 2025 races as well. I've been thinking about that here in the last several weeks and put something on the calendar, because officially I don't have it. Yeah, I'm too focused on what's going on in the now right now. So, but yes, for future reference, yeah, I need to take a little reminder for myself to at least get something on next year's calendar there in the trolley format. It's going to be part of that plan here in the Kansas City area next year. So I'm definitely looking forward to that next year. The shorter race is really for me next year. I don't want to hop the gun too much on that, but yeah, the shorter races, you know, is the bread and butter. So, well, again, it's still, again, quite a bit of time to decide what I want to do as far as race schedule wise as well. Already I'm seeing people applying for Chicago. Some people already got into next year's Chicago Marathon, which will be the 47th annual of the Chicago Marathon. Already seeing that. People applying for Berlin. Everybody's about those, about that World Majors, baby. I tell you that. I mean, getting a star by your name is a huge deal. And I talked about that. Huge deal. But, yeah, for other people, they want to do it. I know a friend of mine back in Manhattan is all about getting those 6 stars now, instead of hopping into your original local small town marathon. You want to be able to be, where you say, hey, I want to do all these big world majors, right? And for those that don't know what I'm talking about, Chicago just got wrapped up 2 weeks ago. New York this week, I believe that's Sunday, coming up. I know two people that are going to be doing that. Right off the top of my hand, I'm very excited for those people. And I'm going to be following them as on Sunday. So I'm very excited for those people. Those two people I'm talking about. Not gonna shout them out. You know who you are. definitely. I mean, first form, I would probably just say they got in via lottery again. So it's kind of like a toss-up there, where maybe you get in, maybe not, because of the high volume, right, of people that are applying to try to knock off things, these 6 stars, these big races off the bucket list, right? Like a Chicago, a Berlin got wrapped up a month ago. Tokyo, obviously the obvious one, Boston, coming up here. It's going to be right here before we all know it. All of a sudden, I know I'm leaving a London. Yeah, so right, and then Sydney, which officially is not on the 6-star list, but there's been talks about, okay, will this be a 7-star, something like that. And again, I've talked about on this podcast, I mentioned it briefly, that a friend of mine did Sydney 2 months ago now. So yeah, time, and when you level up in age, time flies every day as well. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but yeah, so you're seeing high volume of people apply for these big world majors. So it's very hard, especially lottery, because majority of the time, or at least 90% of your friends don't get in, and the 10%, well, that's, you know, let's say 95. Yeah, 95. And that's almost an accurate statement. 95% of them, your friends, whether you're applying to try to get into Chicago or New York, obviously now Berlin is still open. Oh, by the way, Berlin for next year. And they just celebrated, what, their 50th annual running of that marathon overseas. Yeah, it'll be the first 51st annual next year. And the lottery is still open from what I remember. I think it's going to be closed next month or early December. I got to go back check on that. I'm pretty sure it's early December there, because when I hopped on social media to catch up on some stuff, I came across that. So I'm almost certain on that. But yeah, but anyways, New York, obviously that lottery won't be open until like next spring. It's definitely a big deal. I will say that. But man, you look at outside the world majors, you guys are missing out on some low-key marathon races that, again, I mean, I'll put grandma's on the B level that I did 2 summers ago, grandma's marathon in Duluth, Minnesota. So to name one, and another marathon I'm putting. Now again, I know I said on the podcast, it was last episode, the episode before that, I was going to step aside from the marathon game. Well, I might have let y'all stray a little bit, so we'll see. But there are some other marathons that I want to do outside of the obvious six that everyone wants to desperately apply for to get into, right? So obviously, and Eugene Marathon is a high B tier of marathon. I'll put that in the B tier of marathons that I like to do. Detroit, that is an underrated race there. Now, again, I'm still getting information on that. Am I going to do it? It's on a bucket list potentially. So, but again, we'll see about that. But yeah, there's other races out there that, hey, you, and obviously you have the vacation races as well. So yeah, I didn't expect that was not on the rundown sheet when I hopped on here. So yeah, I didn't come on here expect to talk about world majors, but here we are. What, Tuesday night, October 29th, 2024, still talking about them. And yeah, there's a high volume of people trying to get in that Chicago Marathon. Friends of mine applied through the lottery. Others reapplied through charity, got in already. Let's see, I'm missing something here. Got in by charity and by time as well. You can get in by time, apply through charity, or hit that big lottery, man. So that's three ways you can get in. That's a perfect example. Three ways you can get in to one of these epic world major marathons. This is the original EG3 podcast. That was not on the rundown sheet. Well, at least talking about the world majors anyways. Again, Eddie Gritter III here on this Tuesday evening here in what has turned out to be, it's going to be a hectic week as far as weather goes in the metro area and in Kansas. I'll get to that on the back end of this episode tonight, because we were doing a KC metro area dealing with some high winds. Started on my birthday late yesterday afternoon, feeling, and you could tell, and obviously being a veteran of Manhattan, Kansas for a lot of years now, you get a lot of these winds. so you can say I'm a pro driving these things, but still, you know, it's crazy, and we are still dealing with some summer-like temps. And fall has teased us a little bit here and there. Hey, it's the unpredictability of the Midwest weather, baby. And that's why I haven't put a high lot of stock in, you know, what time I'm going to shoot for out there in Salina. Because obviously, you know, you're going out in that country state, Kansas. We're going to roll within the podcast. I lived out there in Kansas for a long time. Look, you don't know what you're going to get weather-wise. Whether that's fall weather, nice weather in the morning, 50 degrees, or you're going to get this hot weather, 70 degrees, or, you know, it's more like 80 plus lately, and it never fails. It never fails. Ever since I relocated up here to the Midwest, now I'm originally from the South, right, for those that don't know, and it's more known for its humidity. Nobody likes that, especially when you're trying to train in the summer, getting ready for one of these world major marathons. See what I did there? But yeah, the Midwest, it never fails that, okay, you know, and myself included, everybody's talking about, I can't wait to get run these fall temps and everything else like that. But we get it here for a week, and all of a sudden it's 90. And soon enough, we're coming up into November. It's going to go straight on in the winter. I know it. I know it happens every year, whether it's back in Manhattan, Kansas, or I relocated back to the Kansas City metro area at the beginning of the year, whether it's that. So, again, we're not catching no breaks. No real breaks weather-wise here. But, again, that's why I say, like, a majority of my people that are going to Salina, my friends are going to Salina this weekend, you know, shooting for that for a PR. Check that weather. Woo! Oh man, it's gonna get messy. It's gonna get messy because right now, as I sit here recording this podcast, right now, I mean, it definitely changed. I know that everybody that's following the running knows that it could change on a dime, right? And the fact that it's supposed to be, well, right now, when this podcast will come out tomorrow night. So it could change a little bit. It could change drastically, or it could stay the same. But right now, we're rolling with the punches here. Salina, Kansas, right? And it's going to be, 94% chance, rain showers, man. Rain. Calling for rain out there, Salina. Now, again, KCR, RC 2.0, can't see the running group. Majority of us going to be out there this weekend for the third annual Salina Crossroads Marathon races, right? Whether that's a marathon, half marathon. I believe they have a 5-10K in there. I believe on that as well. So it's the third or fourth year that the city of Salina, Kansas put that on. It's from founder who lives actually in Abilene. I don't know him that well, but I've heard of his name. I've heard of his name because I've raced against him when I got myself back into running. I don't know him personally. Daniel Craig, the founder and co-president of this event. And he's really put out an arm and leg to make this thing big. And holy smokes, he's done that. Him and his staff have done a tremendous job. Just seeing it kind of closely when I was living in Manhattan, Kansas. And now Manhattan and Salina, that's about an hour away. Now coming back up here to the metro area, that's about almost pretty much, depending on where you live, whether on the Missouri side or Kansas side, it's 2 hours. So 2 plus 1, simple math here. Elementary math, that's 3. That's about a 3-hour trip now from KC to Salina. For me, probably not going to feel like that because I made that drive, obviously, out to Manhattan a bunch of times and still doing that currently. Yep. And Salina, you tackle another one. Yeah, I said about another hour and change and some change. It's going to be, something. So seeing that event grow and rapid rise of that, pretty amazing to be quite honest there for Salina. Well, how can I categorize this? It's not a big town. No. It's one of your Kansas towns. I probably say less than 15. Let's keep it safe. 20,000, give or take. Maybe less, a little less than that. You're taking that town and you're adding a whole nother state to it. Less than the Chicago 5K that I did a couple weeks ago now. Because the Chicago 5K that I did, participated in as a shakeout run, quote-unquote, was 8,000 runners took part of that 5K, right? This is going to be 3,000 less of that. You're taking that to a town like Salina. Woo! It's going to be popping, as they would say down south. So yeah, to see what it is now, it's amazing. And Daniel Craig and the rest of his staff, kudos, seriously, because look, I mean, who's going to run a marathon in Salina? Well, obviously, a lot of people sign up for that race because of the cost, $5 entry. Pretty much throughout the year, or at most $10, but at the majority most, right, $5 entry. And people figure, you know, it's cheap. It's the cheapest you're gonna get, right? You're not gonna see this unless you're with a running club or whatnot. You get a special offer, like one of my running clubs that I'm part of. I've mentioned it all year long, Kansas City Smoke. They got a couple of free entries, right? I remember it was 5 or 6. I think it was 5 because this was a long time ago because we signed up for this race long time ago through Kansas City Smoke. So we're going to represent them, but we're going to be also representing Kansas City Running Club, and we're going to make this our Kurtz Bars segment of the podcast presented to you by Kurtz Energy Bars. Kurtz Energy Bars, I became ambassador for Kurtz over the summer, and if you were in the Overland Park area late summer, our relay team took part in the Patriots relay races and took runner-up in a competitive finish. Really, it was competitive all race long. Again, that race recap is on the feed, so I won't spoil any of it. You have to go back and download, check it out, see how well we did and how yours truly did. But again, KurtzBars.com provides few 8 to 10 flavors. Java, peanut butter, Blitz, chocolate raisin, cherry bomb, blueberry, one of my favorites, chocolate pumpkin spice. No, not chocolate. I should say, yeah, chocolate pumpkin. One of my other favorites as well, post-me fall It ain't fall right now. Let's just call what it is. Let's call what it is. So, yeah, 8 to 10 flavors, KurtzBars.com. Feel free to check them out. And every time you get ready to check out, code FASTEDDIE. Pretty self-explanatory there, because if you heard that name before, or a lot this year, or last year, or since I got back into running, that's one of my nicknames anyways, but that's the code, FASTEDDIE, every time you hit the checkout screen. It's not a limited time offer. It is every time you want to restock, want to try a new flavor, or you want to get a couple of boxes, FASTEDDIE is the code. 25% off every time you get ready to hit the checkout screen. Go ahead and check out KurtzBars.com right now. And whether you just got done wrapping up another marathon training cycle, or you're just taking a break, or you're hopping in the races now, as we are pretty much officially into the holiday season, with Halloween just around the corner, Thanksgiving next month, and of course Christmas in December, feel free to try different flavors out. KurtzBars.com. Fuel that drives you. Kurtz Bars. All right. So, yeah, Salina, that's going to be one. Now, I'm going to roll with the punches here. Again, the weather could change at any point between when the podcast rolls out and when it gets to Saturday. But how bad it's going to be? Now, I don't know how many inches of rain and whatnot, and we haven't got that much rain in the Midwest. And we haven't got that much cooler weather either in the Midwest. So we just gotta have to see. We're gonna have to see. I've been open mind about it, because it felt really good. Honestly, one of my better runs of the year came last weekend with a cliffhanger run, which we'll get into in the final segment of this podcast. It was going to be the second, but switch Salina with the cliffhanger, because I'm rolling here on this podcast here tonight. But yeah, Salina, what I've heard. I keep hearing, and I heard it from today, getting fixed up from my physical therapist. Salina, flies a pancake. Heard that about Chicago. Mostly true about that. Chicago. You're all going to come up with a few little bit of inclines, for the exception of the final hill. A little. but Salina, from what I heard, but everybody, same thing as Chicago. Flat. Everything's like that. So. But weather could play a factor in this thing. So we're going in there with the same thing. We're going in the same approach. Open-minded. You know, hop in, be competitive. That is the goal. Coming out of it. Now, again, I do have 2 time goals. I'm not going to get into that. We're just going to go with an open mind. So we're going to, because I have one more half marathon here in 2024. And that that could be the goal race there, for at least for the half. So, we'll see what happens with Salina this weekend and everything else in between it. And I got the email. All states will be represented, and I believe that email also said 7 different countries are represented in this. That's crazy. How can Salina, Kansas, a country state in Kansas, get that much attention? Well, a marathon will, that's for sure. So that's crazy. So again, hey, all fun and games. Shout out to Daniel Craig and his team for what they have been able to do with that event. That actually started a little small, and then it grew, and it was bigger last year. It's even bigger this year. So it's going to be something. It's going to be something to be a part of it, and hopefully we'll see. We can repeat the same performance that we did last week at the Cliffhanger 5 and 8K races. Okay, so Cliffhanger, right? We did that race last week, and I wanted to see where I was at. You know, coming off of Chicago, you know, I've been very curious. I haven't raced the 5K since the summer, right, where we came up second. Second, right? Sub 18 here, Cliffhanger with 5 and 8K, which the Kansas City Running Club was huge part in this. So again, shout out to the Kansas City Running Club 2.0. And why I say that 2.0, y'all thinking why I think saying that, because last year I didn't start running any of these Kansas City Running Company races or Kansas City Running Club races until last year, right? Trying to and I was at a different stage, different point, different stage of where I was at, right? So now I lost the train of thought. So kids started to come up to these races, starting to travel up to the KC area from Manhattan. Well, not mind you, 2 hours, right? Whether it's participating in the Saturday runs or hopping in, signing up and doing these races, right? Driving 2 hours to wherever location that was, whether it's Overland Park, let's see, Lenexa, Olathe, these races around the Kansas, Missouri area, right? 2 hours, right? And still coming out of the car fresh and running fast, running fast times. So, yeah, I mean, you got even a friend of mine that is taking part in the New York City Marathon. Their family is, now they do races local, they're from Iowa, right? So they still do some races around Iowa, right? But they majorly come down, shout out to them. They've been a big supporters in, of me and of course, the crew, obviously, but the family, they're amazing. They're amazing. The Fields family, shout out to you guys. You get a special shout out on this podcast here tonight. But yeah, the Fields, they drive down from Iowa. Now the city escapes me right now from where they actually live at right now. But yeah, they drive down 3 hours. Now they're not the only ones that drive down, right? Cause I drove down up here last year, 2 hours from Manhattan to participate in these races because, you know, I mean, look, Manhattan, I've shouted them out a lot on this podcast. They do a terrific job. Everybody, all the cities, well, if you're lucky to have a running company or running store put on races, fabulous job, right? They have continued to obviously do their thing, right? So, look, I want to that's probably a wrong way to put it, but kind of a fresh look at running races, right? So you know what? You know, let's travel to Kansas City, you know, 2 hours out, you know, get out, you know, put yourself out there a little bit and putting yourself out there, meaning winning races, whether that's overall or age group, right? And I said at the top of this podcast, right? Now entering into the master's phase, you know, doesn't change a thing, whether that's competing or competing against the same people, because that's what I do. I'm competitive. I'm a competitive person, right? And so there's that. You know, you're gonna see me hover around the front somewhere, where that's up in the front top five or somewhere in the top 15 somewhere. Yeah, you want to be competitive. I still have that competitive fire from when I was younger, competing in football or baseball, right? So yeah, I kind of wanted the fresh look and, you know, hop into some new experiences, new running race experiences, right? So yeah, I mean, even with a teammate, a KC Smoke teammate of mine is traveling from Omaha to come down these races and speaking of which, I knew he was going to go down and run the Monster Dash. One of the races that I participated in last year, came in second. The theme to wrap this podcast, because again, we came up second last week at the cliffhanger, right? And I was very proud of the time. Did not expect anything, did not come with a goal or anything else like that, because I don't know, with goals, setting goals, yes, everyone will set goals, right? But when it comes to a certain race that you want to really do well in, you put all that pressure on yourself and you, if you fall behind and whatnot, you start to press, right? And you get frustrated, right? So, you know what? I told several people that from the club that, you know, I just want to see where I'm at, you know, coming 2 weeks really from the marathon and to put a time like that was pretty solid. Now, this course was between, I'm not going to share the exact location, but it was right between closer to where I worked at in kind of the outskirts of downtown Kansas City. Really in a beautiful location. Now, the 5K and 8K started the same. Well, the 8K actually started first, then the 5K, because I guess the 8K had a little bit, couple more miles than the 5K. The 5K obviously is 3.1. 8K is about just shy of 5 miles or under that, give or take. Because Garmin, with these 5Ks that I take part in, always comes up short on the short end of the stick when it measures out, but I don't know, but it never fails. But anyways, yeah, so you're going kind of downhill on this windy road that usually is closed off, So, but it was open because we were participating, we were running races over there in that area. So nice area, by the way, but yeah, so it's kind of like hidden actually, because I didn't really know about it until this event was promoted. This is the original EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer III, for a couple more minutes here on tonight's podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your week to listen to this episode. Getting ready for Salina. We're just coming off a second place 5K finish from the Cliffhanger Races. Was presented by the Kansas City Running Club. But yeah, so you're going downhill for the first half, but then you're kind of going back up the course on the way back. It's an outback. These races are outbacks. So pretty straightforward. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I got to go back up this. So I got to say something and really maintain throughout the race. The difference of this race was the third place guy, which I thought he was older. And of course, the winner of this race was a coming out of his mid-20s. No shocker. But I thought he looked cute. I thought he looked older from when he zipped by me after the first mile going downhill. Obviously, you're taking advantage of it. You're just flying because, again, I'm trying to keep the back of my mind. Look, I got to go back up this, and I want to have something saved when I go back up to the going back towards the finish line, right? So kind of held back a little bit there, but overall, you know, I mean, kind of maintained it. Got by the second place person there. I had to turn around and then just try to. And at one point, I thought I was gaining on them, but that gap maintained. So I was pretty happy with it with the race overall. Again, one of the better races of the 2024 year for me personally. So I will take that and go in Salina with some momentum. And again, we're gonna see what's gonna happen because again, a lot of weather. Like I said here tonight on this podcast, all podcast long, weather. Going to be a factor. I can tell you that right now. So we'll see. I know a couple of people are going to want a PR again. And there's going to be a lot of first-time half marathoners as well. So it's going to be something. And in the course, I know a couple of people are doing the two-loop marathon course. We're only going to do one. I'm not doing another two-loop marathon course again. We're not doing that. Nope. Not doing that. So that was my first marathon. Two loops. Nope. I'm out on that. I'm out on that game. But I'm definitely out on that game. So give me point to point or give me a well-organized 26.2 loop course. Give me that, but don't give me 2 13.1 loops. Don't give me that. I had enough loops this year. So, ooh, you know, but yeah. It's the weather's gonna be a factor, and very good. And we'll see on race day what happens. You know, go. We're gonna go out there with an open mind. We raced out there before, but not Salina specifically. Well, no, hold up. Man, it's been a minute since I raced out there. Since I got back into running, when I first got back into running, we did a couple races out there, Salina, a couple 10Ks out there. So it's gonna kind of feel like coming homecoming for me at least a little bit. Because again, if you followed me throughout this podcast this year, we're from Manhattan, Kansas, right? And I've said it all year long, and I'm gonna keep saying it, right? So Manhattan, Kansas, Salina, hour-ish, but we're gonna try from KC to Salina, so it's gonna be kind of a trek. But for me, it probably won't feel like that way, to be honest with you. Again, I said that already on this podcast, but yeah. So very looking forward to this, and again, it's gonna be something to, you know, another group outing. It's gonna be a party, like I said. It's gonna be some. Hopefully it's not gonna rain too much. But again, we can't control all that. You know, whatever cars dealt, we're gonna have to deal with it. So it's gonna be amazing. Being a part of so many first time half marathoners, a couple of first time marathons, gonna be doing their first marathon out there. But majority of the people that we're gonna be hanging out with / running with, it's gonna be the first time running half marathon or the second half marathon. So it's gonna be a special weekend for Kansas City in general. So very looking forward to being part of that. And we'll see it'll be the first race as a Masters runner for yours truly, EG3 Fast Eddie in the building. First race as a Masters runner. So you know what? Hey, I kind of have a game plan going in, and I'm gonna keep that privately. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited to get out there, and whatever happens, you know what? We're going to have to deal with it. So there we go on that. All right. I do wanted to squeeze, let's see, little NASCAR update here. Tyler Reddick, little overtime segment here. Tyler Reddick from fourth place wins the race in Homestead, Miami. He goes to Championship Four. Again, for those of you who are kind of like, what's going on here, I'll explain more on a later episode. But Tyler Reddick winning the race, he advances to the Championship Four. NASCAR is not over yet. Just 2 weeks left of that. He goes to Championship Four. He joins Joey Logano, who won Las Vegas. And the other two spots will be decided this week at Martinsville. So two more races left to go on that. And a lot of craziness in the NFL. Trading deadline will end, I believe, next week. Will expire next week. Trades going on. Quarterbacks being benched. So Bryce Young coming back. And now Anthony Richardson tapping out himself to the bench now. So, man, it's crazy. It's crazy in the NFL right now. A lot of Star Wars. I can talk for a little while longer, but we reached that point in the podcast where I need to wrap things up and get ready for the rest of the week. And of course, get ready for Salina, Kansas. So that's kind of a little bit of update what's going on outside the running world here in Kansas City. And of course, I almost left this off. Yeti Endurance Weekend. We were a part of this last year and may or may not participate Sunday. We'll just have to see how I feel coming out of Salina. That's going on this weekend out of Longview course. And then Sunday is the final World Major of the Year, the New York City Marathon going down. I have mentioned that throughout this podcast. Again, a couple of my friends are doing that. Of course, Becky's doing it. And another friend of mine is doing that as well. Brianne is doing that as well. So she's getting ready to head up there as well. So very excited to see, to track their progress throughout as well. Excited for those two. And so you have friends that are participating in New York City Marathon. Definitely, I probably shouldn't even tell you, but I'm going to go through, do it anyways. Definitely track your people, and I'll be tracking them on Sunday as well. So another big weekend of running company, and of course, Salina for us on Saturday, and maybe that marathon on Saturday. We'll see as the birthday week will conclude this week. It's been a crazy long week already of stuff. So we'll see if I decide to hop in there and do the half marathon again. But we gotta handle business out in Salina, Kansas first, and so we have our eyes focused on that. The original EG3 podcast, you can get wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available weekly or whenever you have a chance to download this podcast. Again, thank you so much, folks, for taking the time out every week to listen to the latest installment of the EG3 podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. We have Salina on tap, the Salina Crossroads races out in Salina, Kansas this week. It's going to feel like a homecoming a little bit for me this week. So I'm excited to get out there and check that course out and see what we can do with it. That will conclude. We have made it to the finish line on another episode of the original EG3 podcast. Thank you so much again, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, for checking this out. Again, spread a word. Tell a friend about this podcast. We will talk to y'all next week after we come back from Salina. This has been another edition of the original EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer saying, we out.